for a Bible text for my message today. And my Bible text is full over everywhere in the book of Daniel. My Bible text is Daniel. Dan is judge. E, Danny, my judge. El, El is God in Hebrew. My judge is God. And it is quoted in the drama of Shakespeare, The Merchant of Venice, that when the judge moves wonderfully, there was a dispute between the debtor and the creditor, and it was said that he must pay back the debt, such as at 12 o'clock of a certain day, and if he does not do that, the creditor will take £1 of flesh. I think you all know the story. And that is very absurd. Then the judge said, yes, you can take the £1 of flesh, but it doesn't say that you can cause any blood to drop. If you take the £1 of flesh and the blood flows, then it will be required of you. And so the praise of the judge is Daniel, is come the judgment. So before you go into the text scattered many parts of the book of Daniel, I'll tell you the story of Susanna. This is a story coming out of the captivity of the Jews in Babylon. And if you read the book of Ezekiel, you'll notice that Ezekiel was more or less like the pastor. And he had a big house where all the Jews congregated. So out of this situation, the story is told of Susanna, a beautiful woman. And she would go to the garden bath. Of course, it's all shaded. And it happened that two elders were very much attracted to her, and they tried to have a liaison with Susanna. And it happened that both of them were at the same time on the same day to have connection with this Susanna, and both discovered they were very wicked. So, having discovered themselves to be in a wicked plot, they rather turned tables on the woman. And when they confronted her, they said, we saw you having sex with a young man, and he is now run away. So Susanna prayed to God, asking God to be his judge, because if it were done by the wicked judge who had connection with the two elders, she would then be stoned to death. According to the law of evidence of the Bible, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, you can never convict at the instance of one witness. And so this poor woman was crying out to God to be his judge, when suddenly Daniel came along. So put the witnesses out one at a time. Under which tree did you see her doing it? The first one said, well, to put it in our own language, I saw her under the durian tree. Then the other elder was called. I saw her under the coconut tree. I'm using our local trees for better understanding. And so, Daniel has come to judgment. Daniel said, this is a falsehood, because the evidences don't tally. And so the woman was set free. This was found in one of the apocryphal books in the Old Testament, and it is illustrative of Daniel, who was the number one in the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, first president. And under other kings, also number two or three in the kingdom. First of all, we will learn from the life of Daniel that he zealously obeyed God in every situation. We have the king giving them the best food and wine, but these were things that would defile Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So he asked the officer attending upon his food, please let us eat our vegetarian diet and drink water, and prove us 10 days if we don't look as good in countenance as other young men who were trained in the 3-year college appointed by Nebuchadnezzar, that they should become officers and counselors in the kingdom. After 10 days, Daniel and his friends looked better. Well, I'll give you a secret how to look handsome and beautiful. Don't say how many calories, I cannot eat the egg yolk, high cholesterol. If the Lord gives an appetite, eat what you like and enjoy it and give thanks to God. And if you feel that you have eaten too much, next morning drink water. Yes, after a big meal, the next day I don't feel like eating, so full. You just drink water will do. That will balance it up. When I get sick now, I don't have a very good appetite. And so that spoils the circulation system of my body. Enjoy yourself. It is a gift of God, who satisfies the mouth of good things, that thy youth is renewed at the eagles. Daniel was pure in his diet. Secondly, Daniel was pure in his heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The Lord purposely gave Nebuchadnezzar a dream, but he totally forgot it. Like me sometimes. When you grow old, your memory is not very strong. But who am I to compare Nebuchadnezzar In this case, it was a very weird dream, wonderful dream. Since the magicians were not able to tell him, he was most unreasonable. They argued with him, there's no one in the world who cannot tell a dream and ask them to interpret. But in order that Daniel could save the fellow magicians and counselors of Nebuchadnezzar and himself too, he prayed to the Lord, and in a night vision, God revealed to him the great image of Nebuchadnezzar, of a gold head, silver breast and arms, brass belly and thighs, iron legs, and iron and clay feet, which is a picture of the kingdoms from him to come until the Roman Empire, from Babylon to Persia to Greece to Rome, and the end days Roman Empire, which is now in the process of growth. So when Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar the king, of course, now he remembered, and he marveled so much that he decreed that all should kowtow to the God of Daniel. So by this, he had power over his king. Daniel, because he knew the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You can do nothing against the truth, but the truth, but for the truth. In today's battle for the faith, there are many people who argue this way or that way, but I believe the word of God. They say you must marry science, so-called, with God's word, which can never be done because science, so-called, is always out of date. And they say, oh, we discovered something new. But it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. I believe that. So we stand for the truth. He will overpower any power. He overpowered Nebuchadnezzar the king. And then he introduces three friends who were good colleagues and friends and followers of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they became presidents. After him, they became the highest officers. And then Nebuchadnezzar made a decree. After building a great image of gold, 60 cubits and 6 cubits high and wide, he said, when all the musicians will play the Babylonian music, then all must bow and worship this image. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused. So Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the furnace and made the fire 7 times higher. Then he was very strange to see someone, a fourth person, walking in the furnace, like the Son of God. So again, Nebuchadnezzar was subdued by the truth. But wonderful is that the three friends of Daniel were just as intent in obeying God's word. And then we come to another time. There was another king. His name is called Darius. And when he became king, the officers that were jealous of Daniel, knowing that he would worship towards Jerusalem, just like the Muslims, they worship towards Mecca. And on the hotel ceiling, they have an arrow. If they do that, but Christians or Jews would not worship towards Jerusalem, which was commanded, then they are no better than the Muslims. But Daniel refused to kowtow to the new decree that was meant to catch him. And he continued to pray towards Jerusalem. And then he was observed, but he still opened his windows that was in the direction of Jerusalem. And now the officers surrounded the king. "You have made this decree that is unchangeable of the Medes and the Persians." And the decree is that they who refuse to obey will be thrown to be eaten by the lions. The king was very sad because he treasured Daniel's leadership very much, and he sorrowed for Daniel until the evening. But he had no way out to change the law, and Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. And the whole night he could not sleep. If he did anything, he must be praying to the God of Daniel. Because the next morning he came, "Daniel, is your God able to help you?" But when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, all the lions, like pussycats, came and fellowship with him instead. And that night it was rather cold in the cave. The lions provided air conditioning the other way around. Daniel had a very good sleep. And the king cried in a sorrowful voice, "Is your God able to help you, to keep you from eaten by the lions?" And Daniel said, "I am very comfortable here. The lions didn't touch me." Again, the angel of the Lord came. One angel is enough to shut all the mouths of the lions. And Daniel was saved. Daniel had obeyed the Lord loyally and faithfully to the very end. And here the king was again overpowered by Daniel's testimony to the truth. And he decreed that all the people must submit to the God of Daniel. So we thank God for another instance. Daniel could shut the mouth of lions by the action of the angels. to witness that loyalty to God is of utmost importance. Now I have briefly chosen these instances in the life of Daniel to show us his virtues. He maintained the purity of body, the purity of soul. He rejected the decree of Nebuchadnezzar, which had hit the three friends. So some people are asking, why did not the king punish Daniel? Some commentators say that Daniel was not there at that particular time. He was in some part of the kingdom. But already the king had said, confessing his own sin, that the God of Daniel is superior to all other gods, and the God of Daniel, perhaps he had to yield to the God of Daniel, but he did not know that the God of Daniel is a God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We must have our fellowship of friends. I'll tell you one secret. They who joined David, whose house worked stronger and stronger, because David was a man after God's own heart. Those who join Daniel will surely win in the end. For though they were thrown into the furnace, the Son of God appeared. One like the Son of God. And the three Hebrew children said, the angel of God. Well, in the Old Testament, many times we have the angel of God appeared, and he is none other than the second person of the Holy Trinity, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Many times appeared personally to deliver his people. So this angel is the one who delivered not only Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but Daniel himself. Here comes my application for one person I know who brought Pentecostal revival to Singapore, Dr. John Soong. Why was he charged with so much power? We do not talk too much about his healing success. In fact, he was the first faith healer from the fundamentalist camp. He was so meticulous in obeying the laws of God that when he had included something in a letter that he sent and it was overweight, his conscience rebuked him and he tried to make good. Such conscience, that reminds me of my grandfather. He was a pastor and he drew a very small salary, but when he had the change from the merchant and he had taken 5 cents, for example, he would walk all the way back to the shop and return the 5 cents to him. Such conscience. Therefore, when Dr. Johnson preached, 1,500 people were converted, born again, thoroughly, in tears and repentance and restitution. In the days when I was a boy and we went through his preaching. Today we preach, we may get one here, one there. But when he spoke in 2 weeks of revival meetings, 1,500 were solidly saved. He did not stress on healing, but he said that a British Baptist missionary in North China constrained him to do some faith healing. And he said, I'm a PhD in chemistry, I'm a scientist. That is not my line. But when the people constrained him for the sake of many, many who could not have any medical attention, he obliged and he prayed for the sick, not particularly boasting by Moses Tay, the Bishop of Singapore, that Reinhard Bonnke, the German charismatic evangelist, who has a great following in Africa. When he came to Singapore, they said that you will see him opening the eyes of many and causing the lame to walk. But he never did. Johnson did not boast about that, but he said, I'll pray for the sick. And he devoted only one afternoon out of 42 sessions, 40 sermons, one afternoon of healing, and the 42nd time was giving God's praise in testimonies before he left Singapore. I'm not trying to praise a man, but my father was a chain smoker, and I was a cigarette boy. He would tell me to go and buy Craven A, Ang Yang. The tin is red, but the cap is black, but they call red cap. Rough Rider, I know all, 555, I know all the brands of cigarettes. And he was trying to rid himself of cigarette smoking. He could not do it. But that night we came back from the prayer meeting, from the revival meeting, my father sheepishly said, now my sons, my children, come and observe me do something. In old Chinese newspapers, I wrapped up all his cigarettes, cheroot, and Chinese tobacco, and he set it on fire. He said, when I received the Lord as my Savior this afternoon, my craving for cigarettes completely vanished. And there were others who were smoking opium. You know how great a grip opium has on the smoker. In my days, there were chandu shops. Chandu is opium in Singapore. At Sligi Road, at Miller Road, all these street corners. Who are the smokers? The rickshaw pullers and the coolies. Without the smoke, they cannot have any muscular strength. So the saying is that they eat more black rice than white rice. Snap! They also stood up and say, all my opium craving is gone. That far I can testify. One elder, Sim Eng Koon, who became a leader in the evangelistic league, who was used to drinking whiskey, this high alcoholic drinks, smashed up his wine bottles and threw away all his cigarettes into a drain. He was also saved. And I heard these testimonies. As we compare with the saints of God, with Daniel's strict obedience and loyalty to his God, I admit, in this day of much moral evil, we have not maintained the purity of the body and the purity of the heart. We get tempted and our minds wander away. So, insofar as preachers and pastors are concerned, we must learn to be a servant of God. We have to obey the Lord strictly and do our part to turn from evil. There is a doctrine among the dispensationalists, and they say that you don't depend on yourself. Everything depends on God. But does the Bible say that? Fight manfully onwards, dark passion subdue. We are told in the Bible, many places that we have to do our part. Divine sovereignty and human responsibility. Daniel, if he did not maintain such a close contact with the Lord, and he became loose, and he cut corners, and gave way an inch or two, he would not have that power. So, one of the things about Daniel is, when I examine his life, he is above Jeremiah. Jeremiah, there were times when he complained against the Lord. David, a man after God's own heart, he failed in the matter of Uriah and Bathsheba. You see, you compare the lives of saints. But Daniel is one who is practically all perfect. So the Lord bless his ministry. That should also be the standard for every Christian. Every one of us is called to holiness. And if there are some things that bother us, that keep us from attaining to fullness of obedience, we must yield to the Lord and He will bless us. May the Lord search our hearts today. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts.